This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And there are some unusual reasons that Americans are wasting food. We will tell you what those are, as well as a completely new kind of grocery store.
Is it food in the bedroom? Are they like, you know, because, I mean, does that food ever get, like, completely consumed? It gets used, half of it gets used, it gets all smeary with whipped cream and stuff.
I have no clue what you're talking about, and
chocolate,
this is a
chocolate syrup
FCC
and whipped cream
radio,
all over the place.
This show goes over FCC-licensed radio, so just stop wherever you were going.
I was being clean.
We're not going there.
We were all right.
I was not pouring the whipped cream and the syrup
we're
all over
the
all over.
There.
Getting
we're
sticky.
Not
and nasty.
Going there right. At all. Chris has the story about the food waste, but this ties in somewhat to this story that I've had in show prep for a couple of weeks about a new type of grocery store that eliminates another kind of waste. The story comes from the Huffington Post, and they say, in recent years, a spate of no-waste markets have popped up in Europe. In cities like Berlin, Vienna, and Barcelona, shop owners have a simple philosophy. Preempt waste from bags and packages by simply not offering them. The trend is heading across the ocean. Sarah Metz is working to open a zero-waste grocery store in Brooklyn, New York, where customers would bring in their own reusable containers to measure out just the right amount of food that they need and other household products. Metz says it's hard not to notice how much waste is generated here. You walk past piles of trash that are higher than you are. And I just want to pause here to say that I think in a very populated city such as New York, it would probably be a lot more noticeable how much trash and waste there is than, you know, small Keene, New Hampshire.
This is true. Yeah, I mean, we're only 23,000 people, and we've got one landfill. I mean, and it's hardly even noticeable.
But still, there are a lot of people around here, especially farmers and things like that, that do make the rounds of the food distributors, the restaurants, and things like that.
But, right, but no, the waste they're talking about here is packaging.
Ah.
So that's why I said it's sort of related to the food waste, but, you know, this is sort of an interesting concept. So what you would do is right now, when you go to a grocery store, they've got bags of flour. There's 1 pound bags and 5 pound bags. If you need a cup of flour, sorry, you're out of luck.
Right.
If you need 2 pounds, well, you can either buy 2 1-pound packages or you can buy a 5 pound bag. Otherwise, you know, you're out of luck.
There are stores that have been operating like this for a long, long time, but usually it doesn't cost. It's not cost effective.
Exactly.
Because
you pay a premium.
Yeah, the sugar and the flour cost a hell of a lot more than it would just to go buy that 5 pound bag from Walmart.
And the same thing applies to, I mean, the things that we traditionally see, like coffee's been there forever. In the coffee aisle, there was always like the self-dispenser thing.
And the produce is all loose. Most of it is loose.
And if you go into a lot of candy stores, stores will do the bulk thing. And more I'm seeing grocery stores that have, I want to say, nuts and things like that, sort of
I've noticed,
clear plastic dispenser.
Yeah, health food stores will have things like oats and grains, rice, stuff along those lines. And that's pretty much what they're doing here, but they're also using fill-your-own sort of things for things like oil and vinegar and honey and syrup. This particular store in Brooklyn, New York, will also be selling milk in upstate New York in glass bottles, which shoppers would bring back on their next trip to the grocer.
Yeah, I pictured the cow in there that you would just go up to the cow and dispense the amount of milk that you needed.
Yeah, it's right next to the goat.
Exactly.
So if you're lactose intolerant, you got your goat milk. Yeah, this sounds
I'm taking it one step.
This sounds neat, but I don't think it's something that's going to take off. I think the model that really works are stores like Aldi's, where I shop most often. They don't even have, first of all, you have to rent. Well, you rent, you can get your quarterback, but you rent the shopping cart.
Right.
And that's, and there's
that's
no,
if you use a shopping cart.
And I never do. I just walk in there and I grab an empty cardboard box and I'll fill it. And so I'm in there 3 days a week, so I usually only fill a box. So if you want packaging, or if you want plastic bags, you have to purchase them there, or you bring your own.
Right. Yes.
There you go, Keen, with your stupid plastic bag ban ordinance.
They didn't pass that.
They didn't do it, but they still want to, and yet there's one store in this town who's got it right. So they save all kinds of money on, you know, just on no shop, no cart boy, and the plastic bags. I mean, and the savings goes to where? Goes to us.
Right. You end up paying less at Aldi, and that's a great model. I think it's kind of cool and trendy. I think, you know, call me a skeptical capitalist, but I just see this as an opportunity to, as Conan was alluding to get those prices up a little bit.
I know there have been times where I've been wanting to make a particular dish and I need an egg or I need a cup of flour. I don't want to buy a dozen eggs to use one. Okay. I don't want to buy a 5-pound bag of flour to use a cup.
Better yet, it's the I need a quarter tablespoon of tartar, cream of tartar.
See, this is
something crazy like that.
This is where the loss of community friendship has gone down the tubes, because people used to go next door to their pretty neighbor and ask for a cup of sugar.
Yeah. You got a pretty neighbor.
With and do the little eye wink. Hey, pretty mama.
See, now that led to the downfall of the nuclear family. So
all right.
Pick your poison.
Maybe it was a good thing.
It's going to be one of them.
All right. We can't have both. So I don't know about this, Bear. I think it is going to be for the richers, the people who live in
You think everything's for rich people, and you absolutely hate rich people.
No, I don't.
Unless they're giving you money in exchange for a product.
No, I'm just jealous of them. So they live, the people in the nicer side of town, because, I mean, our co-op here in Keene, where the nice people, you know, shop, the ones that can afford those prices, a lot of the store is set up like that.
I'm rich, and I was in there yesterday buying some stuff.
Says the man who only wants to go and buy one egg at a time. Maybe if you went and purchased the cheap eggs, you could buy a whole dozen or a 5-pound bag of flour and not have to worry about only being able to afford a cup of flour.
I didn't say I could only afford a cup of flour. I said when I cook, I might only need a cup of flour.
You need a bigger pantry.
The article here continues. The goal of this no-waste or zero-waste grocer is to encourage shoppers to buy only what they need, an approach that helps cut down on an amount of unused food and unnecessary packaging. And this is where, Chris, your article comes in. Because let's say that, you know, I wanted to make a cake and I need an egg and a cup of sugar. Well, I've got to go buy, you know, like a dozen eggs and a pound or 2 pounds of sugar. And next time I go to use it, the expiration date has run out. So now I've got to throw all of this stuff away. So there is a lot of weight that they're looking at, you know, getting rid of waste, not just of packaging, but also of unused food. We'll get back into this as well as the article, Chris, that you have about various unusual ways that Americans are wasting food. But, of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome to 855-450-FREE. The article continues. Metz, that's the lady opening this grocer in Brooklyn. Metz is not alone. Brianne Miller's Zero Waste Market is set to open in Vancouver, Canada this fall, following the success of various pop-up stores in that city. And in Denver, Lindsay Manderson, co-founder of the Zero Market, plans to set up a tracker at her shop so customers can see how much packaging they've kept from going to a landfill. After all, plastic bags are a scourge. They're often discarded after just one trip to the grocer. They can get caught in trees, and they're doing a fantastic job destroying the oceans. In New York alone, people throw out 2,000 tons of plastic bags every week. The World Watch Institute estimates that Americans discard 100 billion plastic bags every year. And
there ought to be a law
on this.
There ought to be a law, Daryl.
As well as the unusual ways that Americans are wasting food and, of course, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminates up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about waste. not just, you know, the thing between your torso and your hips, but actual, like, food waste and, the waste of plastic bags and packaging that winds up filling up landfills, and a few people that are doing something that does not involve government to solve the problems. We'll get back into this, and of course, your phone calls to 855-450-FREE. We've got Rudy calling in from Arizona, listening to 1340 K-Talks. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys.
Rudy?
Before I get to what I called about, you were talking about those plastic bags from the supermarket. You know, out here in the desert, it's a huge valley with mountains all around, you know, like 10 miles across by 30 miles long. And there's our landfill. It's way over there, you know, near the mountain. And those plastic bags, every time that there's like a real good windstorm, they have to go to the labor ready, like the day labor guys, the get paid minimum wage, and they hire like 10 of them because the plastic bags, they go for miles. And they'll blow out of the dump and go for miles. It depends on which way the wind's blowing, and they'll just hook into every tree and bush, and it is the ugliest thing you've ever seen. There's thousands and thousands of them. It's ugly as hell.
I'm imagining cacti with your plastic bag coverings, like they've been wrapped, ready to go.
And I'm thinking of the movie American Beauty.
That was a paper bag, I believe.
Plastic bag.
I don't know.
Yeah, but 10,000 of those, Chris, not just one.
I know. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
What I called about last night on listening to BBC, and I just caught part of it. There was a guy talking about Bitcoin, and what I got from what I heard was that the blockchain part of Bitcoin, where I don't know that much about the Bitcoin, but they said that the amount of servers that are used to keep track of the Bitcoin is incredible. It's a huge waste of servers and electricity, and this guy he thought up a way to. Not use as much server space or electricity. Or is that true? Does the Bitcoin itself use a lot of servers and electricity and best keep running all the time?
Chris, you're probably the most technically inclined on the show tonight.
Boy, what an honor. Without knowing exactly what he was saying, I mean, you can say that there's a whole lot of computing power being performed in the act of mining Bitcoin.
Right. There are a lot of petahashes.
Sure.
And all I know is that's a bunch of hashes.
That is a ton, a boatload. But, there is a ton of computing power out there. And if you could come up with a more efficient way of mining, which they're always trying to do, the problem with mining Bitcoins, which means solving complex mathematical problems with computing power, is that when we reach these points, that the difficulty in mining a single Bitcoin always gets more difficult and more difficult and more difficult, so it takes more computing power. So what people used to be able to do on an old laptop sitting around the house to get themselves a brand new shiny Bitcoin now takes dedicated hardware. It takes vast investments in computing power and electricity to power all that. So most of the mining now takes place in places that have very affordable electricity. So,
and one thing that is being missed is the decentralization and whatnot of not only Bitcoin, but all cryptocurrencies, to where there's not a single server. So with, say, your local bank, chances are there's a single server. There's, you know, one, possibly two or three points of failure. Whereas with Bitcoin, if somebody took out three computers that were doing Bitcoin mining, well, there's still going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of other computers that are still doing the mining and still running the client and still keeping Bitcoin afloat.
You know, and this is, let me bring up an analogy where how I see this, because this is like growing your own food or growing your own pigs or growing your own tomatoes or something like that. It's more cost effective to go to the store and buy this stuff. But when you think of the benefits, when you think of what the benefits that you're actually getting from growing your own food, it far outweighs, you know, going to the marketplace. So, I mean, why is all this electricity being used on Bitcoin? And that is, a lot of it has to do with the security features. And that is a very, very good thing that, you know, you don't have to worry about as far as FRNs are concerned.
Right. Well, one thing that I'm curious about, and I know that nobody in the studio tonight has the answer, and I doubt Rudy does either, if someone were to calculate, you know, whatever the computing power is of all of the Bank of America servers and all of the local banks that are allowing you to, you know, do online banking and, you know, all of the computing power behind like the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ.
Yeah, it's probably not too far off. They're probably fueling far in excess of what Bitcoin is actually sucking down.
Right.
Who's using more energy? I'm going to pop your bubble. This is a story from one of the CryptoCoinNews.com last year. Bitcoin is 100 times more powerful than Google. So you talk about massive computing power, you've got to think about Google. But when you look at this distributed network of miners all around the world, the estimate, you know, based on how much they mine and how much data we get out of Google, that Google tells us about what they do, Bitcoin's right, and last year was about 100 times the size, computing power-wise, as Google. I think it's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
That's a lot of electricity. So this guy's invention in England, hopefully it works.
I hope so, because what that will mean is, if he's come up with some way of mining Bitcoin that uses half the electricity or something like that, that's huge.
110. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to Google this and find out more about it, man. Thank you so much for that tip. But that's really interesting.
Later.
Thanks a lot, Rudy. Yeah, so that, you know, that's a way to possibly get rid of another type of waste that we had not even thought about or, you know, brought up here.
We haven't even got around to the political process.
Yeah,
getting rid of them?
We're speaking of waste, right?
Yeah.
All you need is tar and feathers, Chris.
That's a waste of good feathers that could wind
I have a whole yard full of them. I can collect them up and get a couple of bags. The tar is going to be a little harder. We'll have to melt down some tires, and that's illegal.
You need a railroad rail.
And a railroad rail. And we need a railroad, too, to put them on, to roll them out.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Run them out of town on a rail.
Yeah, especially considering that I'm running for office as we speak, and I might be one of those guys getting run out of Keene.
So let's get back into this article about the new kind of grocery store to eliminate a certain kind of waste. There's a store opening up in Brooklyn called The Fillery, where shoppers will be able to pick up pasta in bulk as much as they need, or as little, olives, chewable toothpaste, and various other things. We'll get back into this as well as your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Well, how about doing it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com? You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read those things. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. And they have some amazing deals to where if you buy, I believe it's 100 bumper stickers, and it doesn't have to be 100 of the same design. It can be mix and match. But you buy over 100, and they're as low as 99 cents a piece. LibertyStickers.com. We're talking about waste, specifically food waste, as well as packaging waste. And, well, there's a new kind of restaurant, or not restaurant, new kind of grocer coming to the United States. And, well, my laptop decided to go ahead and freeze on me, so we will not finish this article, but Chris, you had an article about the various ways that Americans are wasting food, and I think that some of what was touched on in this article about the grocer will be covered in the article that you have. And just to recap, the grocer, what they're doing is it's called a zero waste grocer. And they're popping up as basically, you know, like standalone stores. So it's not a chain yet, but you would go in with your own refillable containers. So you have like your little Tupperware dish.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need you know, a cup and a half of flour, and I need this much sugar and this much honey and this much of this, and you get exactly how much you need. And then when you go back in 3 days later, you take your containers in and you refill. And, you know, it's kind of what Conan was saying he does when he goes grocery shopping. He'll, you know, grab the empty box from Aldi and fill it up with stuff and goes in 2 days later and does the same thing. Only this would be instead of, nope, you have to buy 5 pounds of sugar because it's the only size package we have. Well, I only need a cup. Doesn't matter. You have to buy 5 pounds. And then, you know, a month later, oh, your sugar's outdated and now you got to throw it away.
All right. First of all, you can buy a pound bag of sugar everywhere.
Right.
$1.69 at Aldi's.
Not that you're checking prices.
I do check prices because I use a lot of sugar in certain drink.
Certain thing you do.
But what was the other thing you said about? Oh, yeah. And sugar doesn't go bad.
Well,
unless your house is like 100% humidity and it's like all sticking together and turning into a block.
Right. Now, brown sugar is another story. Brown sugar, it seems like to me that stuff hardens up.
If you don't seal the flour properly, that and flour does go bad.
Yeah, and you can get bugs in it.
I see baking soda getting bad. Or not baking soda, but baking powder getting bad. But flour, the weevils is a thing. You get in your flour and that's over.
I think we're falling into the trap of bad examples. But there are a lot of things that I don't go through enough of to feel like I want to buy a whole lot of. And to me, I said it before, it's cream of tartar or whatever I need for a particular recipe. Not that I cook that much, but sometimes you do need those little things, and you end up buying a $5 can that's an inch and a half
high. Okay, but here's my question. All right, so you bring in your own container.
But how do they weigh it?
I know, exactly. Yeah. So what are you're going for some olive oil or something. You bring your favorite olive oil bottle in. Maybe it's a real heavy glass. Compared to maybe a little lighter, so you're actually going to lose out if you're going to be weighing it. Is someone going to be sitting? Is someone going to be standing next to the spigot and actually monitoring you so you don't make a mess?
Weigh your container first and then you dispense?
Well, most of the time they have ways that you can zero out. So you put your thing on the
zero it out yourself,
and then you hit the zero button so that it then says this container weighs zero, and then whatever you put in.
Yeah. I think it's a tear button, T-A-R-E.
I don't know.
You are correct.
Yes, tear weight.
All right,
that makes sense. But, I mean, what about people who are just, they're going to, this is kind of like the self-registers, where you've got to have somebody monitoring all these knuckleheads. You get a lot of people through, but you got to have someone there. Are they going to need someone that's standing around making sure that people are not spilling olive oil over the floors?
I would guess it will be a little customer service intensive. Because you will need to help people with that and clean up messes.
But aren't they opening in Europe the service-free convenience stores? We just go in there and you.
Well, yeah, for prepackaged stuff, that model works fine. But I'm saying, and I'm not down on this idea at all. I think it's kind of cool. I don't know if I'd do a lot of shopping there because I'm not like a Whole Foods type shopper. But some people will, and if there's a market, it's going to succeed. If not,
these things seem to be, like very small neighborhood-oriented sort of thing. So it's probably something to where, it's not going to be a lot bigger than the LRN studio here, and you're going to have, like one person that works there, and that's the person that also owns the place.
Mm, yeah. I'm just thinking of this, and I'm inserting it into reality. I want to see. I'm trying to see it flow.
Yeah.
And the way I'm understanding this, you're not going to have some big, huge, giant stock room because you're not having a bunch of packaged stuff. You're going to have stuff that when it comes in, you refill your little containers.
So here's a question. You're still going to need a room to hold your big container of flour.
No. I want to know how far they're taking this. So they've promised to sell like package free. Mm-hmm. Are they going to buy package free? Are they going to take their 5 gallon bucket down to get?
Hold on, Conan.
That was something that was in the article to where they said that they're working with vendors to be able to get the stuff package free as well.
All right, that's commitment.
No, the flour truck comes every Tuesday. It's just a big tanker, and it just and they fill up the flour container.
Yeah, white powder on the streets yeah. of New York. We'll be hearing about that.
That'll work.
Oh, boy.
So let's get into the other ways that people waste food.
Right, and this article comes to us from Gizmodo, and the title is The Incredibly Wrong Reason Americans Waste So Much Food. The United States wastes over 140 trillion calories of perfectly good food every year, and I think we've all heard statistics like that. A national survey just provided a comprehensive overview of the reasons we waste so much, and one of the most common ones is based on a total misconception. Researchers at Ohio State University wrapped up a survey about why Americans are wasting so much food and published it today on PLOS One, PLOS One. Some of the reasons were no surprise. Most people ran out of time, bought a little too much in bulk, or simply thought that those apples had been sitting a couple days, no longer looked quite so crisp.
Hold on. You're saying that people will throw out an apple that has sat on their shelf for like 3 days?
If it doesn't look as good as it did, I guess people do.
That thing still tastes good. Well, you throw it in a smoothie and you're not going to be able to tell that it's a little
maybe
brown.
Maybe you don't want it for a smoothie. Maybe you want a nice crisp apple to munch on.
Exactly. And if it starts to look a little funky, you know, what happens in our house is once things start to look just a hair funky, then nobody will eat it right away. And then the next day, funkiness factor goes up.
When you say funky, are you talking about like mold growing on the side of it?
In the case of an apple,
like
just
your
some
banana
spots
has
and stuff like that.
Spotty. I tell you what, Chris, do you get spotty apples? Bring them to me.
I will do that.
No, you bring them to me. I got more mouths to feed than he does.
And the bidding begins now. I'm going to continue on with this article before you two
fight each
distract
other?
Me again. Yeah, the fighting here. My God. All right. Yeah. Let's see, where was I at? But there was also one pretty alarming reason. The majority of people, over 68%, were throwing away food under the mistaken assumption that once the expiration date had passed, eating these foods was likely to cause food poisoning.
Dun, 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 dun.
And this one drives me nuts, and
so,
I'm glad they're pointing this out.
This brings up some questions about how long after the expiration date can you eat something? So, like, if the expiration date was 2012, is it still good today? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about waste, not just food waste, but also packaging waste, electricity waste, various other kinds of waste of various resources. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Chris, you were in the midst of an article about a shocking reason why, and probably a wrong reason, why many Americans waste food. And you touched on some of the obvious things of it has become moldy, or some of the things that my banana now has brown spots, or my apple looks a little bruised.
Right, or you bought too much of it and it's been sitting around forever and you just pitch it. All
right,
kinds
and
of things.
Part of the it's been sitting around for a long time feeds into
the real reason,
which is
68% of the time, 68% of the people were throwing away food simply because it had passed the expiration date. And this to me is why do you think we have expiration dates on food?
It's to give you an idea, but yes, it is. It's been mandated.
Right,
from above, but I mean,
and
but,
when you say above, you're not talking about God or.
But
you know,
but now when I sell eggs to someone, I'll typically put a creation date on them. This is a lay date to give people an idea how long they have to consume them.
Sure.
Hold on, I have no clue how long an egg is good after it has been laid.
Well, some of the
it depends on how you store it,
right, and whether it's been washed or not.
Correct. If you do not wash your egg and you keep it at a good temperature, a good room temperature, you can sit it on your table in your kitchen for about 2 months.
Yep.
Okay.
If you wash it in the refrigerator.
Here's the big thing.
It's about the same thing. But right. If you wash it, you start washing out that protective bacteria, and then it goes to hell.
Yep. But I think that's exactly right. The government starts out mandating that, you know, we must have expiration dates on food. And there was a big thing early on in the progressive era where the formation of the FDA, I don't have all my facts right in front of me, but I'm going to dig into this when I get home tonight. But this was one of those things that was started during Roosevelt or Wilson, how we needed to be protected from the hazards of food. And I think this came about in part from what was the Steinbeck book about the meat packing?
The Jungle.
The Jungle. And did we have the Grapes of Wrath? Was that, did that discuss farming in that too? I think there was, it was probably just due to, and the Jungle, was that Upton Sinclair?
Yes.
Okay, my bad. But I think after that, that was one of those reactionary things the government does. Oh my God, there's a problem with our meat. There's a problem with our food. Quick, form a whole federal bureaucracy to handle this. So now we end up with expiration dates, and they are pretty much meaningless. You see an expiration date on a jug of milk. What does that mean? And why, depending on the packaging of that milk, I'm sure it makes some people wonder. Sometimes if I order like buy a gallon of milk in a plastic jug, it's got a week and a half on it or something like that. But sometimes I'll buy like the quart cardboard size that's got like the little screw thingy on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a month
before
it expires.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of those dates are not expiration dates. They're sell-by dates.
And you'll see that on there, too, yeah.
Right, I've noticed the milk, some the stuff milk, will say yeah. sell-by. I've also seen stuff that will have a sell-by date and a best-if-used-by.
Yeah, milk you've got to be careful with, but you know what? Just smell your milk, man.
Exactly.
You drink it.
Hold on. Milk is disgusting, should not be consumed by
you. You need milk in your life because you got to worry about your bones and stuff, Mr. Losing all kinds of weight and exercise.
Yeah.
You need your calcium.
So I'm going to get back into this article because it touches on some of these things. Foodborne illnesses aren't spread by old food. They're spread by contaminated food. And food can be contaminated no matter how fresh it is. But underlying that misconception is an even more insidious one. Expiration dates don't actually tell you whether your food has spoiled or not. Expiration dates are not scientific calculations. They're estimates designed more for the use of grocery store stocking decisions than determining whether your food is still good or not. The only food actually required by federal law to have a real expiration date when it shouldn't be consumed after is baby formula. For all other foods, government regulators are perfectly chill with selling and eating food past its expiration date.
And expiration dates apply not only to food, but there are some states that require if something is sold with batteries, then it has to have an expiration date.
Well, that makes sense. Have you ever opened up a Walkman or that's had batteries in it for 3 years, and they've become a part of it?
Yes, look at that.
And I know this.
Or a flashlight.
I know this only because a couple of years ago there was a listener to Free Talk Live. Listener who's a truck driver had a package of personal massagers he was unable to deliver because the state that they were supposed to be delivered in was one of these states that required that they have an expiration date put on them, and the company was like, we're not having you ship these back so we can stamp an expiration date on them, just get rid of them.
So roadside stand?
And no, like, this guy came up and he gave us some personal massagers and was like, give these away.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back in the article. In fact, the FDA tacitly acknowledges that expiration dates have little to do with whether they will or won't consider a food safe. A principle of U.S. food law is that foods in U.S. commerce must be wholesome and fit for consumption, notes the agency. A best buy, use by, or expiration date does not relieve a firm from this obligation. So basically the government is saying you have an obligation to give consumers some information that they can make their own decision about whether to eat something or not.
Mm-hmm.
I say we don't need a federal agency to tell us that, and I'd like to know what their budget is.
Let the consumer ask for what he wants, whether it be the ingredients, or whether it be Monsanto, Frankenfish,
cheese, Frankencorn,
or what the expiration date is. The expiration date thing makes sense because guess what's going to happen if your bread doesn't have an expiration date or a creation date on it? People aren't going to buy it. It's going to sit there. So it makes sense to the
seller.
Well,
you're right. But that's now because we're all conditioned to look for it, and I believe me, I love my girlfriend to death, but I hate grocery shopping with her because she will spend 5 minutes looking for that magical package of bread that will not expire until the rapture comes.
That's when you go over to the magazine counter, Chris, and you get yourself a PC Now or whatever computer magazine's out there.
Man, I hear you.
By the way, we're talking about forcing... making laws because they've read a book.
Right.
And the first thing that came to mind for me was the DDT and the book Silent Spring.
Silent Spring, yep.
Very, very similar lawmakers and people just, oh my God, we're all going to die.
And one of the things that I remember hearing in like middle school about DDT, the pesticide, DDT is not a wrestler. You're thinking DDP. DDT was a
I don't know these guys'
move.
Name. I thought you were going there. So it is a move.
But
yes, it's the eagle's beaks were falling off.
No, it wasn't the eagle's beaks were falling off. It was that the shells were too thin. But
right.
That had something to do with like a calcium deficiency in a certain area that had nothing to do with the DDT. But because the U.S. government banned DDT and banned, you know, like some form of trade or aid or something to any country that used it, well, now there's the problems with mosquitoes in sub-Saharan Africa and an increase in
malaria. Yep.
So because the U.S. government banned DDT, it then... indirectly banned DDT in the rest of the world, and malaria has increased drastically.
Considering when all this came out, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little global population control that was behind the banning of DDT.
Well,
because that was a big issue, especially in the 70s, where everyone was afraid that, you know, we were going to run out of land in the next 10 years. And, hey, you know what? Malaria kills people.
I'm going to get a little Conan here for just a moment, if you don't mind me getting a little conspiracy theory-oriented. But back before, climate change was the big boogeyman that was going to destroy the Earth.
Global cooling.
So ozone layer.
I'm going to refer to a document, and that is the report from Iron Mountain. Any of you guys ever hear of this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a comic book.
The report from Iron Mountain. I think maybe this will deserve a little bit of talk, but we're going to talk about global warming, climate change, and we will see how that relates to
the
DDT.
Report from Iron Mountain and possibly the escape from Witch Mountain, and your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.